The word devil means adversary. An adversary is someone who is against you. Someone who is our enemy, our foe, or one of our rivals. An adversary wants to tear you and me down. An adversary will attack one's reputation. An adversary will encourage destructive and sinful behavior. An adversary will challenge our faith and trust in God. And so Jesus encounters his adversary in the wilderness in our text today. He meets his adversary as the Son of God, but also as a human being. Jesus' humanity is weakened by fasting. He's had nothing to eat or drink for 40 days and 40 nights. His body and his mind are losing strength hour by hour. Remember that Jesus is not only divine, but he's also flesh and blood. We should not easily dismiss the challenge Jesus had to face that day. It was a formidable struggle. The adversary was doing his best to attack Jesus at a time he was most vulnerable. That is what evil does. Evil has no mercy. The adversary will attack when we are most vulnerable as well. It will kick us when we are down. The tempter will quote scripture. He will twist the word of God in an attempt to lure us into unbelief and sin. The devil will challenge our faith. He'll accuse us of being a phony. He'll do whatever he can to discredit you and me. He will use truth. He will use half-truths. And he will use outright lies. What is even more disturbing is that we do not even need the devil to assist us in being tempted, unlike Jesus. We're told in Scripture that Jesus is tempted in every way as we are, yet without sin. We are tempted, yet unlike Jesus, we have sinned, and we are inclined towards sin without any assistance or temptation of the devil, although he offers it day by day. Our own sinful appetite tempts us. Our own appetite lures us into making poor choices. Our lack of self-control means that we do things that we later regret. We do not require a deceiver, tempter, or adversary, because we are already prone to be self-deceived, tempted without any outside influence. We can even be our own worst enemy. This inward battle is not like Jesus' battle, because he is perfect, without sin and without a sinful nature. But Jesus' outward battle with the devil is like our outward battles. And so that's why Jesus does this, to lead the way through the wilderness for us, led by the Spirit himself into the wilderness for 40 days. Like the nation of Israel before him, you'll remember, that was delivered out of hundreds of years of slavery in Egypt, and then later wandered the desert for 40 years, so Jesus enters the wilderness for 40 days. Like the nation of Israel before him, you'll remember that God's people did not do well when they were tempted. You'll remember that they made the golden calf. They violated the Ten Commandments even while they were being written by the finger of God on stone tablets. They failed to be faithful in the midst of many trials. They had many adversaries along the way, beginning with Pharaoh, his army, other violent tribes they encountered, and even individuals that were members of their community and part of the greater family who rose up to challenge them and their leader, Moses. And so Jesus shows us that he is the new Israel. He is living through trial and temptation faithfully to fulfill God's call to trust and love him above all things, what Israel failed to do generations ago. Jesus leads us through the valley of the shadow of death, but he's also showing us, believers in Jesus, his church, the way forward. We too will have adversaries in the wilderness of this world, and some of them might be spiritual. Others may be antagonistic toward the Christian faith. Some may even be close family and neighbors. Others may be from within the Christian community, even. Even our own conscience, even ourselves and our thoughts can be adversarial. We can lack the Christ esteem in ourselves. We may not accept the way we've been fearfully and wonderfully made. Just like we feel attacked when people do not accept us with our foibles, we may not believe that what God has begun, he will bring to completion, that good work that he started within us. Our own conscience can be adversarial, and we can be trapped in this wilderness of shame and guilt. We might have the help of the evil one, of the adversary. Maybe the devil or others had beat us down so much that we feel that we will forever be held captive to our sins. This is the voice that says, you are not good enough. You are a horrible person. But this is not the way of humility or the way of the cross. It is the voice of the adversary. Jesus shows us the way through this challenge and through this wilderness. And it all centers around the Word of God. Scripture is the gift of God that promises to deliver us. The truth of God's Word reveals the lies of the devil, the world, and even those lies that have duped us as well. The world around us, sadly, is filled with adversaries, whether they are spiritual or physical. Even in that secret world that only you and I know about ourselves, in our minds and in our hearts, where we can be our worst enemy. Once we can identify a lie or anything else that does not square with God's word, we are ready to reject it and say, be gone. We move forward in God's truth. It is written, Jesus shows us. Our strength is found in the truth of Scripture. The German reformer Martin Luther said, the devil fears the word of God. He cannot bite it. It breaks his teeth. In Christ, we have a friend, not an adversary, an advocate, not an enemy, someone on our side, not a foe. Jesus is that voice that responds to that adversarial one, you are a sinner. He answers by his word and by his life. He gives his life on the cross to break the power of sin, the devil, and death itself. It is written, he is a friend of sinners. Is there a voice that says to you, you are not worthy? Christ has made us worthy. He not only brings about our forgiveness, he raises us up by the power of the resurrection. It is written, in all things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. And so we move forward and say, be gone, Satan, adversary, devil. In a few minutes, William his family, and we will all have an opportunity to renounce the devil, all his ways, and all the forces of evil. Standing firm on God's word, we say together, "Be gone, adversary, away with all your accusations and deceptions. This is a child of God, born from him. He is forgiven. He has new life in Jesus." And so our eyes and hearts are now fixed on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith. Jesus holds the field of our battles forever. One little word can fell all our demons and adversaries. Our victory has been won. The kingdom, ours, remaineth. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.